morning. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I'm so glad you've chosen to join us. It's August 17th, 2025. And today we're going to talk about the Tallit, the Key of David, and the healing power of Messiah. Before we jump into it, let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, humbled by your presence and the gift of your word. Thank you for gathering us together to seek your truth and to grow an understanding of your ways. Lord, as we open our hearts and minds to study the mysteries of your covenant, the Tallit, the Tzitzit, the authority of Messiah, and the healing that flows from his sacrifice, we ask that your Holy Spirit guide us. Illuminate the scriptures so that we would not just gain head knowledge, but encounter the living power of Yeshua, our Messiah. We invite you to break through every barrier, every doubt, every place of shame or fear. Let the truth of your love and your promises take root within us. May every person listening to my voice today experience the authority and compassion of Yeshua, the one who carries the government on his shoulders, the one who heals, the one who forgives, the one who restores. Father, let your presence fill this place. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts willing to respond. Speak through me and convey your heart to all who listen. May our time together bring glory to your name and draw us closer to the fullness of your blessing we have found in Messiah. Thank you, Yeshua, that you are the God who heals, that you paid the full price. Thank you. And we pray all this in your mighty name. Amen. Imagine you're standing in the crowd in first century Israel. You've heard stories about a rabbi named Yeshua who heals the sick, raises the dead, and preaches with authority no one's ever seen before. Some say he's the Messiah. People press in all around, desperate just to get close to him. And then a woman, an outcast, unclean by law, fights through the crowd for one simple purpose. She's not after attention. She's not even looking for a word. She just wants to touch the fringe, the very edge of his garment. Today, we're going to dig deep into what that moment meant, why the edges of the garment mattered so much, and what it reveals about the authority and salvation of the Messiah. We'll look at the Tallit, the law of the Tzitzit, the fringes, Yeshua's fulfillment of the law, the mystery of the Key of David, and how all of this points to the healing, forgiveness, and authority we find in him, Yeshua, our Messiah, King of all kings, his name above every name. Hallelujah. Let's start with the basics. What is a Tallit? You may have never even heard that word before, and you're like, okay, what is she talking about? I have no clue what that word is. What does it mean? Well, in modern terms, it's a prayer shawl, a rectangular piece of fabric, usually wool or cotton, with fringes on the four corners. But this isn't just a piece of Jewish tradition or a religious prop. Its origins go straight back to the Torah, Numbers 15, 37 through 41 says, "The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, throughout the generations to come, you are to make tassels on the corners of your garments with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by chasing after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes." And again in Deuteronomy 22:12, "You shall make yourself tassels on the four corners of the garment with which you cover yourself." Why? The tzitzit, those fringes, are visual reminders. We look at them and we remember. What do we remember? Well, every time a Jewish person sees or touches them, they're reminded, "I'm under covenant. I belong to God. I walk according to his ways." And I think that a good reminder for each of us is necessary. Many of us forget who we are on a regular basis, that we're children of God, and we're to walk in kingdom ways under the rule of our King, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua. But we forget. But if we had a visible reminder, maybe we wouldn't forget so often. And the Jewish people were no different than we are today. They forgot who they were too. So God instituted these safeguards to help them remember, you are God's people. You belong to the Most High God, the one true Jehovah, Yahweh, Yeshua. That's who we know him by today, Yeshua. We must remember who we are so we can walk in his ways. Jewish tradition says the tzitzit tied back to the 613 commandments of the Torah. How's that? Well, the word tzitzit has a numeric value of 600. And with 8 threads and 5 knots on each tassel, you get 613. Whether you buy that or not, point is clear. The tzitzit represent a life lived in full obedience to God. Don't miss the detail about the blue thread. Blue in the ancient world was rare and costly, a symbol of royalty and the heavens. God built a reminder of his kingship and his standard right into the daily lives of his people. So we fast forward to the first century. Yeshua, a Jewish rabbi, lives under Torah. He wore a garment with the tzitzit, like every Jewish man. The Gospels don't spell it out, but the clues are there. Matthew 9:20-22, "And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, if I only touch his garment, I will be made whole." The word fringe here in Greek is chrespilon. In Hebrew, it's tzitzit. This isn't just the bottom hem. It's the tassel commanded in the Torah. Why does this matter? Because for generations, people had read the prophets and believed that when Messiah came, he would bring healing, even in his clothes. Malachi 4:2 says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings." The Hebrew word for wings is knaf, the same word used for the corner of a garment where the tzitzit were attached. Isn't that interesting? People believed that when Messiah came, there would be healing in the very edges of his garment. So when this woman, unclean and desperate, came up behind Yeshua, she was acting on faith. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the authority and holiness of Messiah. She believed that if she could just grab hold of that fringe, she would be healed. That's a lot of faith, especially in the culture of that era. Because really, she could have been stoned to death as an unclean woman, touching other people, making her way through the crowd. She could have been stoned to death. He was risking everything. How many of you are willing to risk everything for your healing, for your deliverance, for your blessing? Let's pause and talk about what's really going on here. This isn't just about physical sickness. According to the law, this woman's bleeding made her ritually unclean. She couldn't go to the temple, couldn't worship, couldn't be part of normal life. Anyone she touched became unclean. And for 12 years, she had lived in shame, isolation, and pain. But notice what happens. She touches Yeshua. And instead of her uncleanness making him unclean, his holiness makes her clean. The flow of impurity stops. She's healed instantly. And Yeshua turns and says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." But what's this about? It's about the power of the Messiah to reverse the curse. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death." Deuteronomy 28 lays out the curse that comes from disobedience, sickness, separation, loss. But Isaiah 53:5 says that the suffering servant, who we know is Messiah, would be wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Sin brings curse. Messiah brings healing. The Tzitzit, with their 613 threads, reminds us that no one can keep the law perfectly. But in Messiah, the one who fulfilled the law, the curse is broken. He breaks the curse. Because everyone who hangs on a tree is cursed. So he took the curse for us. And now we can be set free from the curse. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that an awesome word? Isn't that good news? That is an integral part of the gospel, the good news, that we can be healed, delivered, and set free because of what Messiah did on the cross. As Galatians 3:13 says, Messiah redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. See, it's in the Bible. It's not just my idea. It's not just my opinion. It's spelled straight out in the Bible. Now, let's talk about the key of David. Isaiah 22:22 speaks of a servant whom God gives the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. In Revelation 3:7, Yeshua is described as the one who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. What's the key? It's authority. Kingly, priestly, governmental authority, the right to give access to closed doors, to act in the name of God. Rabbi Kurt Landry teaches that the key of David is like a mantle, a garment of authority and anointing. In Jewish tradition, The tallit is sometimes called a mantle. It's worn on the shoulders. Just like Isaiah 9:6 says, the government will be upon his shoulder. That's not just poetic language. It's a picture. Yeshua, the Messiah, wears the mantle of God's authority. When he walks, the kingdom walks with him. When he speaks, heaven listens. When he forgives, the curse is broken. And when he grants healing, it's done. And when the woman touched his tallit, she wasn't just grabbing cloth. She was reaching for the authority, kingship, the promise of Messiah. Everything comes together at the cross. Yeshua didn't just wear the tallit and fulfill the law outwardly. He became the perfect sacrifice, the only one who could keep the Torah perfectly and bear the full weight of its curse. He took our sin, our curse, our sickness, our separation, and nailed it to the tree. The tallit with its tzitzit is a shadow. Yeshua is the substance. The woman's story is our story. We're all unclean, separated, broken by sin. But when we come to Yeshua, when we reach out in faith to the one who carries the government on his shoulders, who holds the key of David, who fulfills every law and promise, we find forgiveness and healing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. That is awesome news. Don't ever forget Galatians 3:13. Messiah redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. And Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we are healed. Those are promises we must grab hold of today, especially if you're fighting something in your body. If you're sick today, this message is for you. Receive it in faith and reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Just touch him and let him heal you. But what else does this mean for us? First, remember, the tallit is a sign. Yeshua is the substance. The tzitzit pointed to obedience. But Yeshua gives us the Spirit. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. When we repent or baptize, we get the Holy Spirit. And you know what he does? He writes the law on our hearts. He gives us a new nature. We are born again, and now it's part of our internal being to obey. And then he empowers us to obey. He's our guide, our teacher, our helper, our comforter. Hallelujah. Second, when we're called to walk in faith like that woman, she didn't let her shame or her past keep her from reaching out. So we're called to walk in that same type of faith. No shame, no fear. Past is in the past. The future is now. Time to step into your destiny. She believed the word and she acted on it. Because faith isn't just mental agreement. It's desperate, active trust in the person of Messiah. If you truly believe in Yeshua and what the cross means for you, repent and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Act on your belief. Amen? Third, we're invited to come boldly. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Whatever your need is today, whether it's physical, spiritual, financial, relationships, you have broken relationships that need healing, there's that healing for that too. In Yeshua, we have it all. He came that we might have life and life to the full, abundant life. He reconciled us back to himself. And he's all about reconciliation. So if you have someone you need to be reconciled with after this service, go to them. Do your best to be reconciled, because the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you and gives you the wisdom and words to say. Hallelujah. And finally, in Messiah, the curse is broken. If you have sinned, forgiveness is available. Repent. If you are under the weight of shame or sickness, healing is available. Not always on our terms, but always in his presence. The blessing of Abraham is ours in Messiah. And I want to just share a point that, you know, sometimes God doesn't heal us like we want or provide for us like we want. I know that myself from personal experience. You know, many years ago, I was fighting women issues, fibroids, and endometriosis. And I was in and out of the hospital, and I was begging God, heal me, heal me. He did. But he healed me through the doctors. And I ended up getting a full hysterectomy. That really wasn't how I wanted it done. Trust me. I wanted to have children. Well, God gave me a son through adoption. But, you know, I never had a baby born from my body because I had the hysterectomy and I could no longer bear children. So yes, I was healed. And I thank God for healing me. But it wasn't exactly how I wanted it done. But we must be thankful that God answers prayer, even if it's not done the way we want it done. Amen. I am so thankful that I'm healed today. That pain that I suffered for 9 years, it was not fun. It made life difficult. But, you know, I don't suffer that anymore. Thank God. Hallelujah. Be thankful for what he gives you, however he gives it to you. Let me conclude with this. The woman with the issue of blood wasn't just healed. She was restored, forgiven, and called daughter. That's the power of the Messiah. The tallit and its fringes are beautiful symbols, but the real healing, the real authority, the real forgiveness is found in the one who wore them, bore our curse, and now sits at the right hand of God with the key of David in his hand. That right hand means authority. He sits in the place of authority in heaven. He is on the throne. He's God. And he made a way for you and me to be forgiven, to be healed, to be restored, to be called sons and daughters. Hallelujah. That's good news. And if you're listening today and you feel unclean, unworthy, or desperate, reach out. The one who has the government on his shoulders, who fulfilled every law, who heals, saves, and restores, he's here. There is healing in his wings. There is authority in his name. There is forgiveness at his feet. Hallelujah. Whosoever comes. You know, God said that. That it's whoever comes. And Yeshua healed all who came to him. He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you need healing, come. If you need forgiveness, come. If you need restoration, come. He's here for you. Hallelujah. Talit and Cece remind us of covenant and obedience. But in Messiah Yeshua, we find the fulfillment, the real authority, healing, and forgiveness. By faith, we can receive what the woman received, wholeness, restoration, and peace. And then we can walk in obedience and love for our God. We're to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, our souls, and minds. And when he restores us, heals us, breaks the curse of our lives, it should become easy for us to love him back, because he loved us enough to do that for us. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. He made the way. So now we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. And we can share his truth and his reality with others in need, advancing his kingdom in the earth, in our spheres of influence. Freely you have received, freely give. Heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, make disciples. This is our job as kingdom citizens who have been healed, delivered, and set free ourselves. Hallelujah. And that's what I want to do. That's what I'm sharing this message with you today. It's because I want to share with you, I've been healed. I've been delivered. I've been set free. And I am thankful. And I want to share this good news with you, that you can be too. So if you're not already born again, I'm here. If you're in my area, I'm here. I will baptize you. Amen. Or I'll lead you to a church that will baptize you. If you're not in my area, find a Bible-believing church, one who believes in Acts 2:38, and repent, get baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and let them disciple you. If you need help finding one in your area, reach out. My email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Yeah, send me an email. I'm here for you, whether you're in my area or not. If you want to ask questions, ask questions. You know, I've been writing a lot of books lately, and my next book that I'm going to work on is going to be about Acts 2:38. And who Yeshua is, how he is truly the one true God. If you don't understand the oneness of God, sign up on my email list. I'll let you know when the book's available. It will help explain things and help you to get the revelation. There is truly only one God. There's not three gods in heaven. There's one God. And we are told to, through the Shema, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. We are to believe this. And Yeshua said this was the most important commandment. Bible. And so when we believe in the one true God, we obey him. First, by repenting, getting baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Without that, we can't live the kingdom life. And that's what I teach. I teach the kingdom. So that's the message today. I hope you were blessed by it. I hope you believe and your faith was stirred to reach out and touch the hem, to touch Yeshua for whatever you need today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Abba, Father, Yeshua, thank you for meeting us here today, for your word that is alive and powerful and for the revelation of your heart through the scriptures. Thank you for showing us the depth of your covenant love, your authority, Messiah Yeshua, and the healing that flows from your sacrifice. As we leave this place, we ask you to seal these truths in our hearts. Help us to remember that we are covered by your grace, that the curse is broken, and that healing and forgiveness are ours through faith in you. Give us courage to reach out to you, just like the woman who touched the frame of your garment, knowing that your mercy is more than enough for every need. Help us to walk in the authority and blessing of the key of David, carrying your presence and your light into our homes, our workplaces, our schools, and our world. May others see in us the hope and wholeness that only you can give. Keep us close to you in this week. Strengthen us, guide us, and fill us with your peace as we go. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In your precious name, Yeshua, amen. Now, as you carry his presence into your spheres of influence, giving others hope and praying for the sick, as we are commanded to do in the Great Commission, may there be shalom in your home.